opportunities like this that you get in a lifetime. This is a very young season right now. A lot at stake on this football game. But for what you pay the price for, there are great rewards.
Are you ready?
Live from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is The Blitz with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Welcome into the Blitz today, live on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Wednesday morning. It is November 20th. It is the Blitz here on your radio waves. My name is Rick Butler, joined to my left by Brandon Orrick, joined to my right by Chance Collins, and back again is the fish, returns from his vacation, returns from his wedding. Returns from the honeymoon, back here in studio.
Good to be back, Fish?
Eh.
Are you serious?
Well, fine.
Are you serious?
The door's right there.
Yeah. Wait, what the heck?
Take your belongings.
We had this big plan.
Get the hell out.
Yeah, I don't like this. We had a big plan, a celebratory plan.
It is kind of nice to be back, but I had a great time. I kind of didn't want to come home, but... After 5 days, I guess it was
so
time.
you're saying it's only kind of nice to be here, not because you don't want to be here,
right?
Because you would rather be back there.
Exactly. No problem being here.
Good to be back on the Fan Run airwaves.
Yes.
So Weston, I mean, we'll get into this whole story later, but just give me kind of a 1 minute rundown. I just want to know, what was your experience like with the whole going to the courthouse, getting the paper signed, and then immediately jumping on the radio to do the ceremony?
Okay, so we rented a car, and we drove down to Colorado Springs. And from Colorado Springs, we went to the courthouse. It is El Paso County, Colorado.
Yeah.
And Spanish for the pass.
It took like 10 minutes. And they literally handed us the paperwork. We drove over. It was like 9:20, which would be 11:20 here. And, we did the thing with you all.
Uh-huh.
And then we went out right after and did some vows, personal vows afterwards. But, no, it was a great time. It was beautiful. Had a good trip, and kind of glad to be back.
How does it feel to be married on the radio?
Yeah, what was that like? Was that weird? Certainly you don't regret it, obviously, because it was legendary.
No, I think it was well done. It was fun.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. We will we'll check in with the Fish's whole story about Colorado and getting married and all that kind of stuff probably a little bit later in the show. But until then, Brandon, Chance, you guys doing well today as well?
Doing pretty good.
Feeling good. Feeling great, Rick.
Good to hear. Gentlemen, 7 o'clock tonight from Thompson Bowling Arena and Assembly Center. Alabama State travels to come play our Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee 3-0 on the year after they had their wins against the University of North Carolina at Asheville, Murray State, and number 20th Washington, who did fall out of the top 25.
No, but none the
Oh, they didn't. No, they're right there at 25.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So they drop a couple spots. Man, like in reality, whoever Washington's next few games are against, I definitely want them to win. I hope Washington turns into a great team.
Yeah, I mean, now at this point, you got to be rooting for I mean, really, you got to root for all of your non-conference opponents to do well.
Yeah.
Even if you lose to them, even if you lose, you want them to still go on and have a good year. I think that Murray State win that we had is going to be a big win.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be really good in their conference. I don't know if they'll win. I'm not sure who else is in that. Are they in the same conference as Belmont and
they are in the Ohio Valley.
And is Lipscomb in there too?
Belmont, it's Tech, Morehead State, Austin Peay. Lipscomb might be in the Ohio Valley as well.
I think they might be in a different conference now.
But Belmont realigned to the Ohio Valley Conference a couple years back.
Yeah, I think that's
I'm looking at the page right now, and it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
Looks like UT Martin, Tennessee Tech, Tennessee State, Austin Peay, stuff that you guys have been saying.
Belmont, always a team to watch. But
the Bruins.
I mean, if you can get a win over a team that ends up winning their conference – I mean, that helps you come tournament time. So.
Yeah, cause it's kind of a crazy thing, right? Because if you lose to an SEC opponent, or even if you win one, you know, those are still what they are. You know, you're still going to play them again. Like, if we lose to Kentucky, we're never like, man, I hope Kentucky goes out there and just runs the table then. Because it's obviously Kentucky. But when you are dealing with some of these more non-conference teams, who, like, for instance, Washington, we may not talk about the Washington basketball team until somebody seeds them in March Madness later on. Right, and so they are out of our head. We're done with them. And so, yeah, I absolutely hope that they win. But anyways, Tennessee 3-0 in the year with those three wins. Alabama State, the Hornets, are not. They are 0-3 on the year. And it has not been a good start to the season for the Hornets. Something interesting of note, though, in case you want to hear it. You have two players for Tennessee who are doing pretty good right now. Jordan Bowden has 995 career points. Lamonte Turner has 989 career points.
Yeah, I would expect both of those guys to go over 1,000 tonight.
Both guys could hit the 1,000-point club tonight. That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool, especially for those guys on the same night, who I feel like for a lot of their career, for better or worse, they've been linked together in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, I mean... Was it Turner that was starting and then or was it vice versa? Anyway, they kind of flip-flop as being kind of the sixth man, and both gave you sparks at times when you needed it last year. And then now both of those guys, the kind of the two main pieces from last year's team that are still around, and you're counting on them big time for this season.
Yeah, and I think it's important to really kind of look back on last year. I know hindsight is 2020, but it is important to look back on last year and be like, okay, you look at Lamonte Turner, you look at Jordan Bowden, you kind of look at all the ups and the downs that they went through. I think last year was clear to tell that, you know, hey, they weren't leading the team, but they were certainly leaders on the team. But it was, without a doubt, the team of Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams, right? And then you can even kind of sprinkle in Jordan Bone, considering he was pretty much the next guy to leave. But now you look at all the controversies that they faced from last year, and I think that has made a world of a difference for this Tennessee team this year. I specifically look at a guy like Lamonte Turner, right? And I said this after the Murray State game, but in the Murray State game, he went it was bad. He went 2-for-12, 0-of-3 from behind the arc, right? Horrible shooting night. Only had 5 points. But I don't think that maybe without the growth and the development and the ups and downs of last year, maybe you have a Lamonte Turner come in and shoot 2 of 12 this year, but then not really do much else. What he's been able to do is he's really been able to craft his game so that if his shot is not hitting, man, he's still getting 14 assists. He's still finding a way to pick up, half a dozen rebounds in total. Still finding ways to run this offense. I just think that the development of these two guys in specific, Jordan Bowden and Lamonte Turner, has been nothing short of incredible. And I don't know where the season's going to go, but I think that at least looking at a player development standpoint. Like, these two guys have been amazing to watch. They'll both crash into the 1,000 point club today, and we're very excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a real possibility. I think Bowden definitely gets in.
Yeah.
Turner might not. I think he's, what, 11 points away?
Yes.
I think Bowden definitely, I mean, barring some catastrophic injury, definitely gets it tonight. But yeah, good for those guys. And, I mean, Bowden was a guy, I mean, I guess Turner was a, was Turner a Tindall recruit?
I believe so.
I think he was the, because he redshirted
yeah.
That the 1 year of Tindall.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody was so excited the first year of Barnes, like, you know, we got Lamonte Turner. And then, you know, he kind of didn't really pan out at first, really struggled, not until really the sophomore year that he kind of get it going.
Yeah. And then I don't know if anybody really had high expectations for Jordan Bowden whenever when he came in. I mean, he was a local kid from Carter. And, I mean, everybody likes to root for the local kid, right?
Yeah. Of course.
But, I mean, very rarely, at least around here, do you have a guy that comes in and is just a 1,000-point scorer, really. I mean, it's not something that happens very often. I don't – it's kind of the same with Drew Pember. We don't really expect him to come out here and in 4 years be the same guy that Jordan Bowden is, do we?
Yeah. No,
and I don't think many people expected that from Bowden when he got here, but it's good to see and great for him. And I mean, I don't know if he has a shot in the NBA, but I hope we are able to make it to the NCAA tournament for these two guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of those guys will play professionally, whether that's, you know, a G League career or playing overseas. They'll both get to play professionally at some point and likely get an opportunity to try to make a team in the league. But I don't know if they're there yet. I mean, Bowden, maybe he's got more length. He plays really good defense. He can shoot the three really well. And with his size, I could see him making it more so than Turner, but still, he still has a lot to – you can't really take anybody off the dribble too often. He's not really great at the ISO game. So, but, yeah, maybe these guys, like, you know, they work hard. They can make a team. But they definitely will play professionally somewhere.
Guys, the full Grammys nomination list has been released this morning. Do you guys ever have interest in that show?
Yeah.
No.
I love the Grammys.
I love the music side of things. Yeah,
like the movie awards, all that stuff, the Oscars.
I like award season.
I'm with it.
I will tell you some of these categories later on, Chance.
Okay.
I think some of these are interesting.
I think you should.
I will.
Who cares what Brandon says? Fish didn't say anything. I think he's still like, you gotta be tired, like a little bit of jet lag.
I bet he's exhausted.
Hungover.
I'm a little jet lagged. Yeah.
You just got back last night.
No, yesterday. Landed in Knoxville at noon.
So. Okay. You could take the day off. Honeymoon.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I kind of wanted to get back in here,
look
too.
Look at you, dedicated.
Boom! Dedication. Hey.
I mean, it's not like it's hard. He just sits here for 2 hours, talks occasionally, and pushes a button. It's not like it's that hard.
Whoa.
I mean,
No. You simmer down. You pump the brakes. You slow the roll, my friend.
I mean, it's not like any of us have a hard job, and we just sit here and talk.
Hey, whoa.
Ain't nobody got time for that. You can speak for yourself and say your job is
not hard.
I spent 2 years behind that dang computer over here just tapping a button, sitting there doing nothing, and talking every once in a while.
It's high pressure. I mean,
it is.
It's virtually air traffic control.
And then when you mess up, everybody yells at you.
Yep.
Everybody yells at you.
A monkey could do your job.
Whoa. Man. Not cool.
I love you, Weston.
Tell him a monkey currently does his job. He's the monkey here.
True.
That was a terrible comeback.
That was. Come on. You gotta let him wake up a little bit.
865-546-8200.
Hey, tickets are $1 again for this game. How many consecutive games can we get with the tickets at $1? Let's find out. We're at
probably
two.
This one and the next.
We're at two. for 80. Broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. You can find our video feed on Periscope by searching up the Fox Sports Knoxville accounts on both Twitter and Facebook. Our podcast is uploaded moments after the show goes off the air. And, of course, FanRunRadio.com and the downloadable FanRun app will give you all the access to all the content all of your heart could ever desire. It's a little bit about different kind of ways that you can involve yourself with and interact with the show today. But let's kind of stick with this basketball game real quick. So we got this coming up at 7 o'clock today. Yesterday we kind of went over some players we'd like to see. We also kind of went over what is the bench, or what will the bench look like for this game? What does the bench look like for this Tennessee team totally moving forward? But let's just kind of go around the table here. Just what are your expectations for this game? I imagine that we're all pretty much on the same page here. But what do you expect, and what is kind of one big thing that you would like, this Tennessee team to take away coming out of it?
I would like to see our bench get cleared. And guys like Drew Pember and even the walk-ons getting in and getting some action.
Walk-ons?
You don't want to see the walk-ons? I love seeing the walk-ons.
Maybe like
you want to see a bench clearing?
When there's like a, not like a fight, when there's like a couple minutes left in the game. You're right.
No, I want to see it as soon as possible.
I think you're right about you want to see as many guys, deeper in the rotation get to play. Pember. You want to see a lot of Zach Kent.
I mean, this team sucks out loud.
Yeah, no, they're really bad.
They do.
They're really bad.
If we have any kind of problem with them past like 5 minutes in, I will be very upset. Because I believe that this is just one of those games that if you are Tennessee, you're going out there and you're just saying, hey, if we go out there and we play our ball, we're going to win.
I mean,
let's try to get some stuff ready for the offense. Let's try to get some stuff working for whatever next big game is coming up. But really, we just got to go play our game.
They got beat by 31 against Gonzaga, and Houston beat them by 28. Now, obviously, Gonzaga is a good team every year. Houston, not so much. I mean, I'm not saying they're any slouches by any means.
Gonzaga just whipped up on Texas A&M, I believe it was, a couple days ago on Friday night.
I mean, Gonzaga's always got a good team, but I mean, I expect us to handle this team with no problem. And I mean, I think I would like to see Josiah Jordan James continue to build on what he's been doing. I think tonight, if he's able to come out there and, I mean, let's have a breakout game tonight. Be down with that.
Yeah. I mean, score as many points as possible. Try to put up a hundo. Get as many, like I say, get as many guys in there as you can to get them ready for, you know, next Friday's matchup, correct, with Florida State? Or is it Saturday?
29th, whatever day the 29th is.
That could be Saturday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday? Okay.
Oh, I'm looking at March 2020.
No, it's Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's next Friday's game with Florida State. That's going to be another big test for you. I mean – You fly through this week. If you beat Florida State, I mean, you're talking about entering top 15, top 10.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's where the schedule gets really interesting. I mean, I think you got obviously Alabama State tonight, and I think you got Chattanooga on.
You do next Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Next Tuesday.
Monday.
Is it Monday? Okay.
Obviously, we don't know our days of the week.
No. I know it's next week, damn it.
I don't even know what month
I know
is.
It's next week, and I knew it was Chattanooga, and I got Florida State right, damn it.
I pulled up my calendar, and it went to March of 2020. I don't know why.
Well, you got big plans in March 2020?
Stay tuned.
Well.
But, I mean, you've got two games to kind of work out any of the kinks, get tuned up, and then you got a big game, like you said, next Friday against Florida State, and then you play – if you win, you'd play the winner of VCU and Purdue. VCU, really good team. They beat LSU. They're ranked 21st. Purdue right there knocking on the door of the top 25 as well. So is Florida State. So that's going to be – I mean, if you can come out of that tournament 2-0, like you said, Chance,
Yeah.
Top 15.
Yeah, you'd be pushing top 15.
I mean, that
for
that
sure.
would be a quality. I mean, all those teams would be it'd be a quality win.
Because you play Florida State, and what's the other team that?
Purdue and VCU. So you'd play the if winner. You lose, you play the loser. If you win, you play the winner.
Yeah, play the winner. Purdue, VCU.
Now Purdue. It kind of feels like we just can't get away from Purdue, considering we haven't mentioned this, but it was announced over the weekend that. Four teams would be headlining the 2021 Hall of Fame tip-off. Those four teams include North Carolina, Villanova, Purdue, Tennessee. That will be beginning of next year's season.
We have played them. That will make it 4 years in a row next year.
Yep,
we have played them four seasons in a row. You played them in 2017. You played them down in Atlantis, Battle for Atlantis
That's
tournament.
Right.
You played
them
in the tournament. You played them in, here, and then you play them at the other tournament next year. 4 years in a row playing Matt Painter and the Boilermakers.
But only in tournament games.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Huh. Well, you got that game coming up tonight. That is interesting that you do have four matchups with Purdue in 4 years. But yeah, man, when you do look at this, the rest of the schedule, it is really going to be a telltale sign. Like, I don't want to say that, well, there are ways that you could bomb that, but I'm sure, you know, that's not going to happen. But you do really kind of need this stretch at the beginning of the year to I think, build some confidence in your team that you can go out there and you can beat anybody, right, on pretty much any given night. If you go out there and you win that tournament, I think that's great confidence. But I also think on the other side of things, you just need to get these games done, right? Like we need to get to the bulk of the season.
I was looking at our schedule. So the first week in December they play Florida A&M on the 4th, and then they don't play again till the 14th against Memphis. Is that finals week? Is that why they don't have games?
Wait,
for 10
can you
days?
Say that again?
So what about a college boy?
So they play Florida A&M on December 4th. And they do not play again for 10 days until they play Memphis on the 14th. Is that finals week? Is that why they don't have games?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's what I thought, but just wanted to clarify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the dead day for students is just a couple of days after that. Who is FAMU?
Florida A&M.
Florida
that's
A&M.
What I thought.
I mean, you got
so right after them.
Oh no, that's not what you thought. Like, who is Florida?
Trust me, I couldn't just say that. Whatever's wrong.
The Rattlers.
They are the Rattlers.
Rattlers.
Yeah, they are the Rattlers. Very
they have
sure
a cool
branded.
Logo.
Green.
Super cool logo.
Good band. They have
green and orange.
Yeah,
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Always used to like. They were like the worst team on NCAA football. I always used to get
you
a team
play
and just
as them.
No. I would beat up
oh,
on
Oh, that's
them.
Who you would decimate.
Yeah.
Smart guy over here.
But after that one, like you said, after you come back from the finals, that's a rough stretch of games. It's a rough stretch of games. You got Memphis at home. You go to Cincinnati. You get Jacksonville State. And then you host Wisconsin. All in a two-week period.
And then the year ends. 2020 starts.
You get conference play.
And you're in conference play.
So I mean, we're right here knocking on the door, the schedule really cranking up.
It's gonna be big, and it continues tonight with Alabama State. The Hornets come to Thompson Bowling Arena tonight
at
7 o'clock.
Did you know they were the Hornets?
Yeah, I've been asked this twice now this week.
We got to tell you about Brandon's streak. That was
see, Vermont
earlier.
Right there? Catamounts.
Wow.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. So, Old Town Road's going to come back on your radio.
Great.
Did you miss it? Because it's going to be back. And you're going to hear it a lot. It's likely going to win the... it's either going to win the record of the year or it's going to win music video of the year.
For sure, he has to win Best New Artist.
Yeah.
I would say. That might be a lock for Lil Nas X.
Yeah, he's on there. It's either going to be him, Billie Eilish, or Lizzo. That's what I think.
Well, I think it would probably either between he or Lizzo because they, I think they've had the longest number one. Their singles so far with her, Truth Hurts, and then his Old Town Road. Old Town Road like broke a lot of Billboard records. So
I'd put my money that Old Town.
I mean, it controlled the spring and pretty much all of summer.
Yeah, it did.
So I would say that I think Old Town Road and Lil Nas X probably going to be your front runners in that one. Filet of Fish, you like the Grammys? You like music?
I do. I used to watch it a lot. I haven't watched hardly any award shows in the past like 4 or 5 years. I always go and look at the categories and see who won.
Do you bet on the Grammys now?
No.
I was going to say.
That would be interesting.
Oh, see, I always love filling out the predictions, trying to figure out ones you get right. But I might bet this time.
You can bet on anything.
There's some weird bets you can do, like you can
prop bets for the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, you can bet like futures to win Academy Awards. Like, there's some weird ones you can get, like Beyonce plus 20,000 or something.
Classic, 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 classic. Hey, so the college football playoff rankings came out. Did anybody get a chance to see those or ponder on those?
I did see.
Yes.
LSU, number one. Ohio State, number two. Clemson, number three. Georgia, number four. Alabama, number five. Oregon, number six. If I am mistaken, that does not change from last week.
No.
So right back in the same place, let's kind of look at this, right? We pretty much have the exact same top six as last week, right? As nothing too major happened with these teams. However, one of the biggest things that happened was Georgia went ahead and they beat Auburn, which I remember basically coming on the show a week ago and saying that there's no way in hell Georgia ever deserved this, you know, this spot because I get that they beat Notre Dame, but they lost to South Carolina. Do you think that in most people's eyes, Georgia, you know, because I think there's less people having an issue with Georgia nowadays, or not nowadays, but today, because of the Auburn victory. Like, I think that helped kind of solidify them, even if there are people who didn't think that they should have had that spot to solidify in the first place.
I mean, I don't have a problem with them being there. I didn't really have a problem with them being there last week. I mean, it is what it is. It'll shake itself out. I have no problem with them being there, but I think people are more willing to put them at four now because of Tua being hurt and Alabama. And I mean, nope, Alabama's not getting in without Tua. And I mean, they may beat Auburn, but I mean, and go 11-1, but they're not getting in without Tua. They're not.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that when you look kind of at the back half of what the top 10 is, you go to Alabama at 5, Oregon, Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma, Minnesota.
Now, do you say like they're not getting in without Tua like because of the appeal of Tua and them being a stronger team, or just because they can't win without him? Because I mean, if the dominoes fall, they can still get in being in the number 5 spot. Correct is what they are, right?
Yes. I think you have to take that into account. They're a completely different team without him.
Yeah, I won't say that they're not, but I just feel like if the dominoes fall to where they can be in there and their only loss is to LSU, it's going to be really tough to keep them out if it's between them and Oregon or between them and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be tough to keep Alabama out. They've been in every playoff, one. And then two, if their only loss is to the best team in the country – that's tough. So I think they
might. If they get it, I mean.
But, like, look at this. The bottom half of the top five, Alabama, Oregon, Utah, Penn State, Oklahoma, Minnesota. With the exception of Oklahoma, who I think if they win the Big 12, they could bump Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama would get in over every single one of those teams.
Yeah.
Over Oregon, Utah.
Baylor.
Penn State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Baylor, all these teams, right? Because here's the fact of the matter. Utah and Oregon and Minnesota are never going to be big draws. Never. Utah's not going to draw big to the college football playoffs.
I would say
like,
Oregon.
I think Oregon
can be a big draw. Now, Minnesota and Utah, no.
But like even that. Like
Oregon's been in the playoff. They were in the first playoff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would rather see Oregon get in than Alabama without Tua.
Well, yeah, I think I would too, because it's just it's pristine quarterback play at that point. But what I'm saying is that
I think people are I think we kind of forget about Oregon just because they're on the West Coast. But I mean, they're a good. I mean, they only lost to. I mean, they're a play or two away from being unbeaten.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're a play or two from being that number four spot definitively, and that is kind of what bothers me as well. Like, I think that you should easily make the case for one of these other teams to potentially be in, but that is why it's kind of just a train wreck there at the back end. But look, I still think that there are just a lot of politics that kind of play its way into these decisions that are being made. And okay, you can certainly convince me in Oregon, and I've still already convinced myself on Oklahoma. If both of those two teams win their division, I think that they would be certainly above Alabama. But man, for the rest of those, like I can't see it happening. Let's jump over to the Nextdoor Home Group hotline. Take a call from Phil. See his thoughts on college football playoffs, maybe the Tennessee basketball game later tonight. Phil, how you doing? Good morning.
Where's my fellow Rick Miller?
Good morning indeed. How you doing?
How's the Chancellor and the Brandon man doing?
Feeling good, feeling great.
Doing pretty good, Phil.
Guys, any playoff without Alabama will be refreshing. I'm tired of looking at them. I don't care if they just heard to be in there or not. I mean, they've got another 1-for-5. They probably shouldn't even got in there.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's like whenever we see Alabama in the playoffs, you're seeing them for 2/3 of it? And we've seen enough of Alabama as Tennessee fans. I would love to get one of these other teams in. My personal favorite, I think, would be Oklahoma or Oregon.
Well, I really would love to see the Ohio State and Alabama, neither one, get in the playoffs or not in the championship game, because I could be good for college football.
You think it'd be good for college football just to kind of get some new life in that championship?
Yeah, get somebody else in there.
So I mean,
it's sort of like, you know, the who's who's in basketball, but at least in basketball there's more parity than there really is in football.
Well, yeah. And you look at it in this way too, right? Like, I think a lot of people are really excited about the NBA season this year because we've seen the same championship so often in recent memory, and it's kind of at least for me, it's kind of a similar way in the college football playoffs. Like, I would love to see a different kind of matchup between some of these two teams, somebody that isn't Alabama, and really kind of someone that maybe isn't Clemson.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not so much, I guess, fatigued with Ohio State because it's been a while. We've seen Alabama and Clemson. At the beginning of the season, you know, Brandon was talking about he wanted to see the fifth meeting. I didn't want to see that because I was so burnt out on Alabama and Clemson. But, I mean, yeah. You say Ohio State. I think Ohio State, now, they are in the Big Ten, but I think they got a real argument they could be the best team in the country.
I think
that'll be a great matchup between them and LSU.
I think that's the best possible national championship.
That'll be a nice game.
As far as storylines go, Joe Burrow going up against his former team.
Yeah, well done.
I think that would be a really interesting national championship game.
He'd get a little revenge, Ryan Day, you know, thrust in there after Urban Meyer. Talk about the time of Urban Meyer. He kind of pulled out right when they had the best team probably of his, maybe the second best team of his tenure there. But, yeah, Ohio State, I'm with Rick. I've been saying I want to see Oklahoma. I'd like to see Jalen Hurts get another shot at it. I think that would be a good game, too. I'm all for a lot of the, you know, the big offense.
Yeah.
I want to see a big offense.
What happens if Penn State upsets Ohio State? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but what if it does happen?
That's when things get a little
tricky. Chaos.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Then you would talk.
I like chaos, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
If that happens and then you say Georgia wins the SEC championship and wins out the rest of the way, of course, too, and Ohio State were to lose to Penn State, I think you might have a position where there's three SEC teams. I think Alabama might bump in there if they went out.
Nah.
You might, man.
No.
You can't. It's going to be tough for him. That's at Jordan-Hare, right? Or I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's at Alabama.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
it'd be tough. And the only reason why I say that is because if Georgia wins out, you know, they win you got to put them in. They're number four right now. LSU loses, and if their only loss is the championship game, you can't take them out. And then if Alabama wins out and their only loss is LSU, you can't take them out. So it would be three SEC teams and likely Clemson if Ohio State loses.
And lo and behold, week after next, we play in the top ball, probably going for a bowl game. What do you think? I mean, I don't think we'll beat Missouri. I mean,
I think they win this weekend. I do.
You do?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree.
What do you base that on?
Just Missouri has lost what, three in a row now?
Four.
It's four. Okay, four in a row. Even with Kelly Bryant, they haven't looked that dominant.
Their offense is just stagnant,
and they're not playing.
They've scored 13 points the last 3 weeks combined.
Yeah, Tennessee's played good football over their last six games,
especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and I just think they create a lot of havoc. And it may not be a pretty game, but I think Tennessee does go and gets bowl eligible this weekend.
Yeah, but Dudley put 50 on us last year.
Yeah, but I think that there's a lot of different factors to this new team, and I think that one of the biggest things as well, right? Like you look at the exact Tennessee game from the Kentucky game. Well, I think I said before that game, or someone said it, your defense is going to keep you in position to win that game the entire game. It's just seeing if your offense can hit the 17 to 20 to 21 point mark to beat them. I think that's the exact same thing for this game. Think your defense will keep you in it. Offense just has to score three touchdowns.
What was the final result of that poll you had yesterday about the Memphis Tennessee game?
It was surprising, Phil. The last time I saw it, it was like 70-30 as far as people not being disappointed, and that's what it finished at. Hmm. Well, there's 30 minutes left, so technically, but about 450 votes. And are you upset that the Tennessee-Memphis basketball series could be coming to an end yet again? 70% say no.
Yeah, that's something
surprising to me.
Something we got to talk about on the other side. Phil, before we let you go, give us your thoughts on are you disappointed that the series might end?
Yeah, I am disappointed, but I see why the politics that's involved between the two head coaches and probably the two athletic departments are in a bad shape right now. So I'd like to see it maybe sometime in the future if it's renewed. And I'd like to start playing them at least once or 4 years in football just for the recruiting and Memphis in football. All I need right. to make a presence in Memphis.
There you go.
Definitely. Thanks for the call, Phil.
Thank you.
I feel like they're starting to, though. I mean, you got the three – I mean, you got Jeremy Banks, which I know that what's happened since. But you got the three linebackers that you got committed from Memphis. I mean, I think Tennessee's kind of starting to get a presence in Memphis.
Starting to secure those borders of the state. 865-546-8200. If you want to get on with us, come back. We'll talk about Petty Penny's comments about the series possibly ending with Tennessee basketball. You listen to The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio.
A weird experience, nevertheless.
Anything? Do you have any other weird stories? We have time. You have about another minute and a half. Any more weird stories?
From the trip, nothing sticking out.
Any embarrassing stories that you can share that are PC?
I don't believe so.
Nobody knocked you out.
No embarrassing drunk
stories.
It was a very tame trip, you know.
Did you encounter any wildlife in the Garden of the Gods?
No.
No.
How disappointing.
Don't ask.
No mule deer?
No.
Mule deer?
What?
You never heard.
What's a mule deer?
It's just a big, beefy Western deer.
A big, beefy deer. A big, beefy Western deer. Yeah, there it is. I'm looking at it right now. That's a beefy boy. That's a beefy boy.
Oh, my God.
More coming up.
Mule deer.
Hour number two.